This is Gemara Bam Metzia, Daf Pei Aleph. I'm holding on. Pei Amid Beis, the three lines from the wide lines as we quote the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that any time v'kulan, in all cases, Shamru Tala Shalcha v'havei ma'is, take your item and pay me for it. From that moment and onward, the Shomer is considered a Shomer Chinam. As he said, I'm done. Take the item. Says the Gemara Tanan, also we learned in a Mishnah. Omer loy shayel, shalach. If a borrower said to the lender, send it to me, vishalcha, and the lender sent the animal, umesa, and the animal died on the road, chayiv, the borrower is obligated to pay back, even though he never actually got the animal. But once he said to send it, it is under his jurisdiction, and he has to pay for it. And similarly, in the reverse, if the lender says, send back the item, and he does, then in the reverse, the lender is the one that takes over responsibility. It says the Gemara, in that reverse case, when the lender says send it back, it is only if it's within the days of the She'ilah v'lachri me'shelta, then the potter, the borrower is going to be potter even once it's in his possession, even while it is in possession. Cause the days of She'ilah, then the days of She'ilah will have elapsed. So Masav Rav Nachman Bar Papa v'kulan shamer tala shelcha v'avei ma'i shomer chinam asks the Gemara from our Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to say that once he sends it, it's over. So regardless of whether it's within the Meis She'ilah or not, says the Gemara as we turn over to Pei Aleph Amud Aleph ha'amre ha'gemartiv schar sachir. This implies, this is part of the kasha. This implies that where he merely says gemartiv, he didn't say send it back. As the Tabrashi says, don't say that once the Bailam know that the days of the omnis ended, it doesn't sound that way. Says the Gemara, give your cash and take your item, it's Shemir Zachar. Aval gamarti mai, what's halacha going to be, says the Gemara. Then what, it's going to be a Shemir Chinam. So classically, asked the Gemara, within the Mishnah, Yachad Atani v'kulin shamru, tola shalcha v'avimai Shemir Chinam, four lines, into Pe'al v'mralim, says the Gemara. If it's true what you are suggesting, that by gamarti, if you get the status of a Shomer Sachar, so why did the Mishnah say, in all cases, if he says, Tol Shchavavim Azir Shomer Chinam, Nishmoyin Gemartiv? The Mishnah should have said a case of Gemartiv. V'kol Shekein Tol Shachat, it's even more obvious, if by just saying Gemartiv, you're absolved. Certainly, if you actually told him to come pick up your item, answers the Gemara, it's not that the din is wrong, there's an extra chiddush. Is a bigger chiddush. I would have thought nami loyave. I would have thought that in such a scenario in which he says tole shalcha, he's not even a shomer chinam. I would have thought he's fully absolved. Kamash malon. Then no, he still has a din of a shomer chinam. Continues the Gemara. Ege diamri. Another way of learning. Amar. Rav Nachman Bar Papa Afanana Mitanina. I also have a Mishnah of a Kulin Shamro, Tole Shalcha, Vavi Mai Shemachina, My Love. So in this Lashon, as usually, the Ikad Yamri is the reverse. My Love, Hu Adin, the Gemara suggests, is Gemara Tivloi, Tole Shalcha, Shiny. Says the Gemara, Tole Shalcha is going to be different. So continues the Gemara. 12 lines down, first one line is Huna. Huna mar mar mere mar kami deravina. Rami mas nisan umishani tanan. He has the steer on the Mishnayis. And he answered with a Mishnah. The Mishnayis say, excuse me, umishani. And he answered, tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. V'kulen sha'amru tala shalcha. V'avei ma'i shemechina. V'adin the Gemara Tivra Minu will ask you a Zira. Amr lo Shoel Shalach v'Shalcha Meisachay v'chem Shashach Zira. U'mishani, and how do you answer? Rav Rav Amro Chizlo Shano. Al Shach Zira v'techem Yishelta v'lach v'Yishelta. It's going to be Potter again, the reverse of that which we just said. So Yibayilu continues the Gemara six lines from the wide lines with a new Shaila. Yibayilu. Petur Mishael v'chayiv k'shemer sachar. Idomar shemer sachar nami lo yahave. Says the Gemara, is the borrower potter from being a shayel, but he's still a shemer sachar, different levels. So maybe when the Braisa said he's no longer a shayel, that means he's not a shayel, but he's still obligated like a shemer sachar. Or maybe he's not even like Shemer Sachar Nami Loi Havi. Amar Amemar Mistavra Potter Mishael V'chayi V'shoi Mishachar. Says the Gemara, he sells an obligation like a Shemer Sachar. Why? Hayal V'nana. Because the Maisa, he's still getting benefit. Mehane Havoi. Since he's still getting benefit from the item, therefore, it's considered that he is a Shemer Sachar. Says the Gemara, this din that Amemar just suggested, Tanya Kavosai Dan Mimar. Let's bring a raya. A Mimar just said he's considered a Shemer Sachar. Why? Because you're getting Hana. Says the Gemara, I'll bring a raya. The first white line. Halakea Kalim Ibesa Uman, someone buys Kalim from the house of an Uman, a craftsman, Lishargan Lebes Chamov, to send them to his father in law of Amr Lai. And he says to the craftsman, Imi Kablan Isam, Mimani. If they accept from me, any Yoselchadim, I'll pay you. V'im lav, and he's Yoselchadim, Hanah Shebehen. But if they don't accept it, then I'm just going to give you the benefit that is being got from them. And what happens? He takes the items, and in classical sense, V'nensa Behalicha. And on the journey, the items were destroyed. V'ifinoines, says the Gemara, V'nensa, excuse me. Ba'alicha chayiv, who's on the way to bring them the items, then he's obligated. But chazaram, then he's going to be potter. Why? Can I say sachar? So what do we see? We see just like Amimar said that he sells the din of our shomer sachar. And the Gemara continues within these type of cases. Ugavra four lines down. The zamle chamer lechavre. He sold his donkey to his family. Come, I'm tina late. Doctor Blaney, and the buyer said, I'm taking it to such and such a place to sell there. So im is davdin to mutav. If I find a buyer there, then great. Vimloi, I'm going to return it to you. Imaginala nielach. Ozli brought it below his davna. He wasn't able to sell it. Adikasi, as he was going back, isnis, there was an oines. So also we Rav Nachman chayove. But Esi, Rav Nachman ends up alicha chayev achazara more butter. They should get Isaiah Zachar. So why did you pass in his chayev amr lei? Chazara dehai halichi. Why? My time of svaru b'chazirasu yilashach lezvune miloi zavna. Says the Gemara, a very simple chilik. Even on the way back, he's trying to sell this item. Let's say you would find a buyer. On his journey back, would he not sell it to him? Of course he would. So his chazara, his returning it, is not a real returning it, because in essence, he's still looking for a buyer the entire time. That's the reason why, says the Gemara, even by chazara, you're going to be chayif. We continue 12 lines around the bottom, the two dots, quoting the end of the Mishnah, Shamar li v'ashu l'cha, Shomer Sachar. If they say they'll watch for each other, it's a Shomer Sachar. V'amai, ask the Gemara, Shemir Abi Bai Lemi. Ask the Gemara, is your case, which one is watching with the owner? Amara Papa, Damarle, Shorli, Yom Veshulacha, Limbacher. It wasn't the same time. But originally, we thought he was watching it together with his own stuff. And says the Gemara, no. Veshulacha, Limbacher, you're going to watch for him the next day. Tana Rabbanan, Shamar Li, Veshulacha, Shaini Veshulacha, Veshulacha, Shamar Li, Veshulacha, Shaini Veshulacha. So they're swapping, borrowing, and watching, etc. Kula Nasa Shamar Zachal Zelazel, all called a paid watch. Ask the Gemara Vamai, Shmir Babai Lemi, you're guarding with the owner, Amar Papa. Tamar Le, Shamar Li, Veshulacha, Limbacha. Like we just answered, they're on different days. Hanu Aloi, continues the Gemara. There were Nahalai, Ahalai, excuse me, people who sell detergent, they had an agreement that every day one of them would go, one of them would bake bread for the rest of them. One of them said to the others, go bake bread for us. Not illegally, my. He says, okay, watch my coat for me. As he was coming back, there by Sheav Ignav, and his coat was stolen. Why you chayiv? It should be considered a case that is together with the bialim, and therefore there should be a ptur. Echsef says the Gemara. Rav Papa was embarrassed. So v'glei milsa to shait as chara because shasi. At that moment, he was drinking beer. He didn't actually start baking, and therefore it's not considered a case of shmir b'bialim. Therefore, in reality, Rav Papa was right. Says the Gemara, this is only anichal amanda amar. Pshia b'bialim pater misham achiyach. So that's what makes sense. Rav Papa was embarrassed because he thought it was a case of pshia b'bialim. Ella. I say, even in the case of Pshia, you thought that in all cases of Bailim, there's a Ptur of Bailim. Alaman Domer Chayiv of Pshia, Mayach Sef, Elohu Yoima, Lav Didea Have, Vamer Lei, Ladiziz Elab Elon At. Please go bake for us today, though it's not really your day. Vamer Lei Bahu Agra, the Kafin Alachun Etur Glimai. He says, no problem, I'll bake for you, but with the wages that I would take for you, for baking bread for you, I want you to watch my jacket. And then, meaning so he's speaking out explicitly that they're acting for Hashem on his behalf. And then, as we turn over to Pe'al from Ibei, he says the Gemara Da'asi, Ignav, the coat was stolen. That he was drinking beer. So it wasn't a case of Bebailim. Four lines down, continues the Gemara. Hanu Beitrei, Davika Masku, Pu'urcha. There were two people going down a road. Hanu Beitrei, Tka Masku, Pu'urcha, Chad Arav, Chad Gutsa, one tall and one short. Ariha Rachiv Chamra, the tall guy is riding a donkey. Ve'havilei Stina, he had linen garments. Gutsa, the short guy, Mirsiv Sarbola. The short guy was wrapped in a woolen coat, and he's walking on foot. When they reached the river, so the short guy takes his wool coat, puts it on his on the other guy's donkey, and he takes the other guy's clothing and he wraps himself with it. The water sweeps away that linen garment that he took from the guy, from the donkey. So Aslak made the Rava, let's say, Dina, the Rava. Rava said, Chayve. Amr the Rava, one of the Rava, Amai. Sheila Bebailami. Why is he Chayve? It's the case of Bebailami, you should have the Patur. The special Patur that if you ever do get together, you're Potter. Echsef, he was embarrassed. Lesoif. Iglai Milsa, Debloi, Daite, Shokle. Came out. That he did it without the other guy's possession, and without the other guy's knowledge, he took the coat, and therefore he was indeed chayiv as a shal shleimi das is a form of gezilam. That's why he had to pay him back, and therefore there's no reason for him to be embarrassed, as indeed he paskined correctly. 20 lines down, gavra doigle chamra lechavrei. He rented a donkey to his friend Amar Lehi. See, don't go on the river, the road by Nahar Pekoit. There's water there, and rather go on the road of Narash. There's no water there. He didn't listen. He went down the road. He was told not to. He admitted it's true. I went down the road. He told me not to, but there was no water, so I didn't listen to you. But I didn't. The animal didn't drown. Amar le Rava, Mali le Shaker. He is a classical migo. Ibay Amar le Bana Baruch Dinarish. Asli could have said I went down the other road. For the fact he said I went down this road, there was no water. He should be believed. Amar le Abaya Mali Shaker. B'makam Edim Lo Yamrinan. There were Edim in this case, and therefore the migo will have no validity. Continue with the next case of the Mishnah, 15 lines from the wide lines. Shamar Leva Amar Lehanech Lefanai. If you ask your friend to watch something for you and he says, okay, just put it down. What's the halacha? Shomer Chinam. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Lai Hanach Lefanecha. Says Rav Huna, if he said, put it down in front of you, not in front of me. Eino Lai Shem Chinam Lai Shomer Sachar. So says the Gemara, so we know in the Mishnah, Hanach Lefanai, he's a Shomer Chinam. He said, Hanach Lefanecha, he's a Shomer Chinam. Ibailu asked the Gemara, Hanach Stama Mai. If he just said to put it down, what is the din? Tashima, says the Gemara. Shamar Leva Amar Lai Hanach Lefanai, Shomer Chinam. Hastama, V'loi Klam. Says we're no, of course. Ah, the rabbi, madam, a rabbi who not lefanecha. Who didn't lo shemir chinam lo shemir zachar? Asam shemir chinam. Obviously, we have a classical stira. Do you kid? And therefore, says the gemara lemiha. Leka lemashna mina. We can't bring a raya. What is going to be the din if he just says hanach? Put it down. So suggest the gemara in reality. When someone says, put it down, lema kitanoi, it's machlekes tanoim. Emhech, this b'shas chatzar, 8 lines on the white lines, chayiv. Rabbi Omer, b'klom, einoi chayiv, ad, shekabla v'alabayis lishmar, until he accepts to watch him. Mimai, delmar, kalun kamar abadun hasam, is only alba chatzar. So chatzar is basli turi, it's on that can be watched. Chikamar le ayo, when he told him, come in, ayo, and enter l'chayim, and come and I'll watch it, kamar le. Aval och, in our case, shukalavar niti, rabbi. But in our case, says the Gemara, when he took it in the street is not a place to watch something. He said, you watch it yourself, is what he meant to say. In his own chatzir, because he has to ask him for permission to come in. When he told him to come in, he meant, yeah, come in, I'll watch it for you. But in this case, he's not saying that. He's saying, put it down. Does he have to ask him for rishos? Of course not. So different lishainais, whether he indeed accepted to watch it in the case of Hanach Stam, it says the Gemara, it's about chlegis tenoyim, what the din will be, and we'll pick it up from Halveo Alamashka in the next year, B'siyata Dishmaya.